Welcome back to another episode of Tips and Tricks Podcast with your favorite coach, Danielle Shelton. After the October prayer series, I was like, what the heck am I going to talk about? And then I got my book in the mail. So it is my in-hand copy, and I'm super proud of it. It is so wonderful. So I decided to take a moment to really just talk about my publications. So if you're not interested in Danielle Shelton, the author, then like skip, go to another episode. But I do want to take an opportunity and take some time to talk about my publications. I have a few, and I'm just really proud of where I have gone. So if you go on Amazon and you type in Danielle Shelton, you're going to come up with a lot of different options, because to my surprise, there are quite a few Danielle Sheltons. However, if you put in Mrs. Danielle Shelton, MRS dot Danielle Shelton, that helps the search a bit. And I have started putting the Mrs. to differentiate myself between the other Danielle Shelton. So my new baby is called Hello Peace. It's a coloring book for healing and wholeness. So just like if you need to release, if you need to relax, if you need to just look at something pretty and you need to create colors around that pretty thing, I divide the book up into sections. And each section has its own kind of motif or its own theme. And there is a prayer at the beginning. And based on the theme, I put some prayers or some Bible verses in between there just for encouragement. So my most recent work is called Hello Peace, and then coloring book for healing and wholeness. And then another one of my pieces is called The One God Forgot, Reflections and Prayers to Restore Hope and to Heal Trauma. And that one is like my baby. All of them are my babies, but that one tells a personal story, and it talks about loss, and it talks about all kinds of ratchet and good stuff. So The One God Forgot, Reflections and Prayers to Restore Hope and Heal Trauma. And then I have The Ultimate Roadmap to Writing. It is just a quick write, 1 week intensive writing quickie. It's probably one of my cheapest buys on Amazon. It really is just like, if you are trying to figure out something and you just need kind of like a roadmap, you're like, you know what? How to write a book in 7 days. So it was earlier on in my publishing journey. And so I do have to admit, some of the graphics aren't what I want them to be, but they do get the point across in terms of, if you want to learn how to write a book in a week, you can do it with that. And it's called The Ultimate Roadmap to Writing. And then right behind that, I have co-authored a book called It's the Right Time, Right Spelling, W-R-I-T-E. It's the Right Time Writing Guide. And this is a full-on instructional guide. This is a type of guide that you can actually take that guide and you can actually teach a cohort or a classroom how to write, basically using everything that is put in that guide. I am a co-author with Ebony C. Wallace. So she and I put our brains together and we came up with this writing guide. And it would bless any writing group, any classroom. It really is a very, very good instructional tool. And then one of the pieces that's close to my heart is called Navigating Grief. It's a 30-day grief and reflection journal. I did that journal when I was just at a loss, when I had lost so many people in my life, and I just I didn't know what to do. So I figure, hell, you didn't know what to do. I'm sure there are a lot of people. I'm sure there are a lot of people who don't know what the hell to do. So that's where this lands. And then my very, very first work is called An Unfinished Collection of Works from the Busy Mind of a Writer. And then I have since kind of molded that particular work, and I have kind of sort of changed the name just a little bit. I can't exactly tell you, but I made it part of like a Twisted Writer series because this was actually my very first book. And this book was published using Ballard Publishing. And she really just kind of pushed me off the cliff. So it has lots of bleeps and bloops and all kinds of mess. I look at that book now and I'm like, girl, this book is a hot mess. However, it was my first, and I am overjoyed to actually share it with people so that everybody who is afraid of their author journey, everybody can be like, oh, you know, it's not that hard. You just have to be willing to push yourself off the ledge. And you also have to be willing to be okay with criticism because it's going to come. All right, so those are my published works. And then you guys know my little lady. She has her own published book. So, Where Is My Watch by Zoe Shelton. And then she has a writing journal for kids. And she has a coloring and activity book that is the companion to Where Is My Watch. So, those are all of the publications coming out of this house. And I really hope that you subscribe to this podcast channel and that you go out and you bless yourself and a few other people with some of the publications. All right, I will talk to you guys again later.